I'm delighted now to welcome Paul from Clerkenwell back to the show. Paul, how are you, my darling?
Oh, hello, Julia. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
You're doing well. Now, so the last time we spoke, you'd had work, but on the second week, as I said, you'd managed to lose the job because you were late twice, 30 minutes late one day, 40 minutes the next day, and you felt that your company hadn't given you a fair chance. They were totally unfair to you, and now you had depression, and you were now on sickness benefit. How have you been since February?
Well, I came off of a sickness benefit after a couple of weeks. I wrote to that company.
You said you were going to make a complaint to the head office of that company about how unfairly you were treated.
Well, I did. I wrote them a letter to show them my displeasure of my treatment, but unfortunately, I never got anything back from them. I think that was a little bit rude, a little bit ignorant, you know.
What did your complaint say?
Well, really, that they just, you know, they weren't really ready to give me a chance, you know. I may not have been late again, you know. It was just getting used to those hours, you know.
Because your argument at the time was that you'd been unemployed for 7 years and you weren't used to getting up. You had to get up at 7:30 in the morning to get to that job at 8 o'clock, and you just weren't used to getting up that early. I believe you also said that the second time you were late, after being given a warning, that you'd been out to a party till 3 a.m, and you'd just forgotten that you had a job.
Well, yeah, but things moved on a little bit. I've had quite a few job interviews and things since then. You know, I've been trying.
What sort of jobs?
Well, I had, about 2 weeks ago, I had an interview with a well-known baker's. I can't say the name, I know on air, but things went really well. And they actually offered me the job, you know, on the front counter.
Yeah.
But then the manager sort of sprung the thing on me that I had to wear a hat and call everyone sir. And I just thought, well...
not the women, I'm hoping. That would be a bit rude.
Oh, no, madam for the ladies, you know, and sir for the men.
Yeah.
And I just said, well, do I have to do that? So I can't really wear an hat, because I've got quite long, curly hair, you know.
Well, that's why they wanted you to wear a hat.
Yeah, but the thing is, I know this is going to sound funny to you, but I'll go like the snooker on that if I go after work or whatever. And my hair's all over the place after that, and they wouldn't back down, you know. And
Paul,
so when I said, well, I'm not really ready to wear the hat.
You're having me on, Paul, come on.
I'm not.
Do you have any idea?
It's a really good job.
When I've tweeted out the links to the calls we've had so far, so many people have said to me, this guy's having you on. This guy's an actor. This guy is taking the mic. But we've also had calls from people who live near you, who know you, recognise your voice, and who say, no, Paul's totally genuine. And I've spoken to people who work in job centres saying, no, we've met people just like Paul. They say you exist. Who has been unemployed for 7 years and refuses to take a job because they have to wear a hat?
But, you know, it's just, I think sometimes that the employers, you know, if they looked for the employees' needs a little bit more, they'd have a lot more people come in for those jobs.
I imagine there was more than one person applying for that job in the bakers.
Yeah, but say this on show, this shows you I'm really trying. This was a week ago. I got a job in a packing warehouse here. They gave me the job. And the manager that was giving me the interview, his name was Mr. Davis. I won't say his first name, but it's Mr. Davis. And he said, well, he said, just call me Mr. Davis. So I said to him, well, will you be calling me Mr. Payne? And he said, no, you'll be Paul. I said, well, why are you Mr. Davis? And straight away, there's like an echelon or echelon, I don't know how you say that word, of hierarchy, you know.
Yeah, he's
and
the
And I
boss.
Think, me, yeah, but... I know he's the boss, he pays the wages, but I'll be doing all the hard work, you know. But then he won't call me, let me call him by his first name, and I've got to call him Mr. Mr. Da- you know. I just think that
there's an unfairness
there, you know.
What I can't work out is, Paul, okay, so you seem to be pretty good at applying for jobs. You seem to be pretty good at interviews. You keep being offered work, so clearly you can lay on the charm in the interview. You've obviously got...
Well, I think I come across well in interview with people, but then they always sort of throw a spanner in the works for me and just ruin it all, you know?
I have to say, I've done lots of jobs where I've had to call people sir and madam and call the boss Mr. This, Mrs. That. Never bothered me once.
I don't know, maybe it's just something with me, you know. But, like, you know, I apologise to your producer this morning. She called me about 11:30. I've just woken up because I've been sort of playing at the snooker all last night. And, but the people I was speaking to a couple of fellas that finished work yesterday, and you know they were actually depressed after work, Julia.
Why?
They just hate their jobs, and I'm like, I'm thinking, how could I do something? Well, I'll come home, I'll go down to snooker hall after work, and I actually spend 2 hours moaning how much I hate the job.
But maybe
what sort of a life is that? I don't understand. It's such a terrible life for these people.
But here's the thing. You think it's too demeaning to wear a hat and call someone Sir or Madam or Mr. Davis, but you don't think it's demeaning to take taxpayers' money to fund your life.
Yeah, but a long time ago I did work, so I've paid into the system. It's just I'm taking a little bit back now, you know.
Yeah, but
I have actually paid in for a long time, years ago.
You were unemployed 7 years in December. We're heading on for 8 years unemployment. I doubt
It's about 7.5. It's not 8. It's about 7.5 now.
But I doubt very much that, with all due respect to you, Paul, that you've paid in enough that you've covered every single penny of the 7.5 years you've been living off off other taxpayers.
Yeah,
but you're living off the taxes paid by the guys who hate their jobs.
I've got two grown-up kids. Mm. They're both in really good jobs. They're taking me on holiday in August for 3 weeks to Greece, yeah? And they're not complaining that they're paying for me out of their taxes. And they work all the hours God sends. So really, it's not fair of other people to complain when we could all be in my situation.
To be fair, though.
It's just that I'm unfortunate that no one's willing to give me a chance without adding all sort of really strange sort of stipulations to the job, you know.
Like wearing a hat when you were. I worked at a burger takeaway. I had to wear a hat. And I look terrible in hats, Paul.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you saw my hair, you wouldn't want to put a hat on that, you know, because it'd kill it. And I know you think it's funny and that, but it's not. I take pride in my hair, you know.
Okay, let's get back to your grown-up kids. Okay, they work hard. You've brought them up right. They're working hard, paying for themselves, contributing. Do they never say to you, Dad, get a job. What's your problem?
Well, they know what I'm like. It's this authority sort of thing that, you know, be fair. Like this fella, Mr. Davis, yeah? Call me Paul, and I'll call you by your first name, and then I would have had the job. But he wasn't willing, you know, being such a nasty fellow, a nasty man, that he wasn't willing to let me call him by his first name. So what's that? That straight away, that's telling you he's in a position of power. So what would he be like if I actually had the job?
He's in a position to give you a job or not give you a job, to pay for you, to not pay for you. He is in a position of power. What's the issue?
Well, because if he's going to be like that over a name, then what's he going to do? Every time I bend over to fix that, he's going to kick me in the backside or something, you know? I know that's going a bit too far.
Well, exactly. Can I ask, it occurs to me that you're quite a charming guy, you come across as very nice, and you go into these job interviews.
Well, I'm not a bad fella at all.
Exactly, I'm not saying you are. But and then you get offered these jobs, and that you are deliberately sabotaging your chances of getting that job because you'd rather lounge about and go down the snooker hall with your beautiful curly hair than actually work for a living. You're just basically lazy.
No, it's not that. I swear to you, I'm really not lazy. If these employees would be fair and treat their staff as equals, because don't forget, they're paying the wages, but I'd be doing all the work. I'd be earning them their money that they're keeping their
businesses
open.
You wouldn't be doing all the work. The bosses do work as well, and most of them have got there by doing the sort of jobs that they're asking you to do. I've met very few bosses in my time who haven't worked their way up to that position.
Yeah, but they've just been lucky. They've been in the right place at the right time. I just haven't had that luck yet. You know, I must be due a little bit of luck, I would imagine, somewhere along the line.
But is it down to luck or is it down to an attitude problem?
Well, I think I've got quite a good attitude. But, you know, if you're going to call me, like, you're a nice person. If I had to call you Mrs. Hartley Brewer and you call me, that wouldn't be fair, would it, Julia?
To be fair, I'm not a Mrs., but.
Well, you know what I mean.
To be fair to you, most of the bosses I've had haven't asked that,
badly treated I am.
But it wouldn't bother me when I was working as a waitress and a bartender and everything, and when I was temping as a secretary, I had absolutely no problem with people calling people Sir, Madam, Mr, Mrs, Lord, Lady, whatever you want, because it's not that big a deal.
But I just can't do it. I'll call the teachers at school, sir. You know, I didn't even like doing that at school, let alone being a grown man of 38 and having to call somebody Mr. and somebody that walks into the shop Sir and Madam. That's just
crazy. Good manners because you don't know their name.
No, but I'd speak nicely to them. I'd be polite. But you don't have to say Sir or Madam, surely. What age are we living in, Julia?
I'd like to think we were in an age where more people did call people sir or madam. I think there'd be a better place. So, Paul, you're out of work right now. What benefits are you on? Do you mind me asking?
I'm on Job Seekers Allowance at the minute.
And you presumably housing benefit?
Housing benefit, but I've just been stung with that bedroom tax as well, so I'm a little bit sorted at the minute.
How many bedrooms, spare bedrooms have you got?
Well, I've got two spare bedrooms, so it's, you know, it's costing me a fortune.
How are you funding that, then?
Well, I can't really say, but I've sort of managed, you know.
Bit of cash in hand, black market work?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, I have to get by somehow and pay things, you know.
I feel that's a conversation for another day, Paul. Paul, well, I look forward to paying my taxes to fund you to stand up for your right not to call someone Mr. or Mrs. or Sir or Madam and not to wear a hat in a baker's. But I don't know if everyone else is going to be happy to do that.